In the next year, I plan to switch from small deals to big deals, a mix of real estate and businesses with a minimum of $1 million in capital gains per deal. These will involve limited partnerships with two or three other people I know very well. These transactions will be financed using equity earned in past deals. Leveraging what I do in the past creates momentum for the future. I'll do that for 3 to 5 years. At the end of that period, I'll transition to the fast track. Here are my goals. By March 2003, my net worth will be greater than $800,000. By March 2004, my net worth will be greater than $2 million. I will retire from my day job. By March 2006, my net worth will be greater than $5 million. And this is the worst-case outlook. During this new period of my life, an amazing transformation began to take place. Much to my amazement and delight, fear became an unexpected ally instead of remaining an old enemy. In the past, I felt too scared, too lacking in confidence in my ability to analyze and act where my financial situation was concerned. Now, fear helped me make progress because I recognized that I could change my financial future. Whenever I felt the taunting presence of fear, I reviewed the essential concepts I learned from Robert. I took the time necessary to compare my progress with my goals. That way, I reaffirmed my ability to make sound decisions and execute my plans. Fear had functioned as the obstacle that held me back my entire adulthood. While the fear didn't completely disappear, I don't think that's possible, it did morph into an energy source that helped me to take action. Because it's in direct opposition with everything my parents taught me about money, learning how to correctly use other people's money was, for me, the hardest part of using the rich dad information. But it was balanced by the easiest part for me, which are the straight language and methods that conveyed what I needed to know. To aid me, I put together a team of advisors who provide me with the information and knowledge I require to make decisions and act on them. Every person was a referral, and each one understands my vision. I've also formulated my own equation for success. Success is one part knowledge or lessons learned, plus one part information or lessons learned by others that are shared, plus risk. Risk means value and potential gain compared to worst case and potential loss. This includes the potential loss of opportunity as well, which means considering what I stand to lose by not taking the risk. I believe that risk is the one manageable component in the total success equation, whether that achievement is financial, personal, or anything else. Taking these risks gave me such a surge of empowerment that I decided to take other steps. The more I accomplished, the more confidence I gained. I possessed a deep well of self-assurance that I was able to use in ways I hadn't thought. After I closed my first real estate deal, I levitated with elation. Afterwards, I tapped into that well to succeed in a totally unrelated area. Like many people my age, I'd been putting on weight for years. All that time sitting on planes, coupled with lack of exercise and a lot of business dinners, took their toll. Eventually, I was carrying 60 extra pounds, and my doctor warned me that I was in danger of having a stroke. Asking myself what I could lose, so to speak, I used my newly discovered self-assurance to set realistic goals and execute weight loss plans. I'm proud to say that 12 months after taking charge of my body, I was 60 pounds lighter. How cool is this? Robert's concepts don't just change your mind, they change your body. I often think about how I transformed my life in 1 year. On September 10, 2001, I was overweight and depressed about my spiraling down financial situation. I felt locked in the golden handcuffs of a high-level corporate career without the possibility of parole. On September 11, 2001, I survived a cataclysmic event and found the means to pull me out of my stupor. Today, I feel like I've climbed from the devastation of Ground Zero to the top of a majestic mountain. The air is so clear, I can see for miles and miles. Opportunities beckon in every direction. They're waiting for you, too. Go and find them. Someday is right now.